Hello, welcome to another message titled Be Very Careful About Secret Spiritual Enemies. So they can be physically very sweet. That is, the secret spiritual enemies, they can be physically very sweet and they can pretend to love you. That is their specialty, that is their art. That is what the devil arms them with, you know. So there was a time the Lord told me that the secret spiritual enemies, the agent of darkness, must be seen to be very active in the church to be effective. So they must be seen to be Christians. They must be seen to be active in the church. They must seem like your friend, like people that love you a lot, and they penetrate. Now, the Lord also told me, they say they come gradually and they begin to penetrate you. They begin to penetrate ministers. They begin to penetrate you as a believer. They are very good and very crafty in that art of penetrating. If you see someone that is just coming so close to you like that, and maybe your spirit doesn't really accept that person and you don't want that person to be close to you or to be your friend, the person is so persistent. The person keeps being so persistent. They can, you know, use any strategy at all to get to you. Now, the Lord told me that the reason why they do that is they need to get very close to you. They need to penetrate you and get deep into you. They begin to get you to share your secrets. You know, they just get very close to you. Now, that is when they're able to strike. They must be very close to you. They must have intimate fellowship with you before they're able to really get you very well and strike you the way that they want to strike. And all the while, you would not know that there were agents of darkness planted into your life. Christianity is not as simple as people think it is. The people that are on the other side can do anything to destroy you as a Christian, because already they know that they have sold their souls and they know what their assignment is. So we as Christians, we need to be very, very careful. So we as Christians, we need to be very careful. Remember the proverb that says, pretenders do the worst. It's very, very accurate. Now, they are specialists at pretending. They are pretenders. And pretenders do the worst. So you need to be able to unmask them. That's one principle the Lord has taught me. You need to be able to unmask them. And you know what? You cannot unmask them without the Holy Spirit. If you're the kind of Christian that can't hear from the Holy Spirit, you don't have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, you don't pray, you don't fellowship, like you read your Bible, you pray, you spend time, quality time, having fellowship with the Lord, that's the way you're going to be hearing His voice. If you're that kind of Christian, they're gonna get you. There's so many people they have gotten. The Lord reveals them to me. He tells me what is happening in people's lives, but I don't go and tell them. I'm very careful before I can go and say, the Lord gave me this message about you. But the Lord shows me, say, you know why this is happening to so and so? This is why it is. Even people that are on YouTube or, you know, on TV or so, things are happening in their personal lives, and the Lord will begin to tell me, say, this is why. In fact, there's someone, there's a broadcaster the Lord revealed to me, said, what happened between him and his ex-wife, that he needs to pray for his ex-wife, that his ex-wife suffered from trauma. So it was that trauma that made her to act very bad, to become that person that she was to him. And she needs to be healed from that trauma. So you see, there are so many things that happen on this earth. There are so many spiritual things. And unfortunately, that his ex-wife already, Lord revealed to me, she has gone to the dark side. And he revealed to me a lot of things happening. Now, this person, he's a minister, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So, and then he's wondering, why is this happening? Why is this person this way? But I'm careful. I don't just go and begin to tell someone, this is what is happening, this is what is behind your problem. But why I'm emphasizing this is that there are so many things happening. If you can't hear from the Holy Spirit, if you don't know how to hear from the Holy Spirit, if you don't read your Bible, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So if you don't know how to hear from the Holy Spirit, how are you going to know when those people are coming into your life? You know, when they are being planted into your life to destroy you, to destroy your ministry, or to, you know, make sure that you as a believer, you don't get to where you're supposed to get to. Because we're all supposed to get to that mountaintop where we constantly feel the glory of God, where we are constantly victorious, you know, causing harm to the kingdom of darkness. But they are fighting very hard. They're very fierce in their own battle their fears when they are fighting. But a lot of Christians are very lukewarm. A lot of Christians don't care. A lot of Christians are not warriors. They are not fighters. They are not aggressive. Jesus said that the violent take the kingdom of God by force. But a lot of Christians know they are not spiritually violent. So what I want to encourage you to do is to learn how to be spiritually violent. Some people might look very soft on the outside, very simple, but they are fighters, they are warriors inside, they have lion heart. So it's not by physical appearance or how you judge people. People see people and judge them on the surface, you know. Some people might even see me, judge me on the surface. You don't know who is a tiger, you don't know who is a lion, you don't know who is a warrior, a fierce warrior. Look at David, how David was, and Goliath was just looking at him, this small, but David had a lion heart, was a fighter. Physically, did he look that way? So that's it. You don't use physical to judge people. People are spirits. In fact, the Lord was talking to me 2 days ago. He said, we are spirit. You are spirits. Human beings are spirits first before being human beings. And then after saying that, I say, we are spirits. Say, you are spirits. Then he took me to battle one of my enemies, and the Lord crushed that enemy in pieces. So that's just, you need to realize that you're a spirit, and you need to begin to live like a spirit. If you become a fighter, no enemy, whether secret or otherwise, can overcome you. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. Know how to identify secret spiritual enemies, and even know how to identify also normal physical enemies, people that don't have spiritual powers but are your enemies physically. But the worst are those who have spiritual powers and they are your enemies, and they pretend, and you have no idea or clue that this person wants you out of this life at all costs. You know, so there are many of them. It is very active in the life of Christians, but a lot of believers don't know this, and they are working for the devil. And this is the end time. The devil is very angry at Christians, so he's going to use his people to do it. So one thing you need to do is know how to fight spiritual battle. When someone has dealt with you once and God has shown you in vision, in trance, or in one form or the other, or maybe the person slipped, you know, somebody's mask can slip. Maybe, you know, the mask might, spiritually, the spiritual mask might just come out a bit, and then you're able to see that person's face and see that beneath, that person is a monster, that person is evil. Now, there's a character that somebody will put on, the mask will slip, and you know that, wow, this person is not really my friend. It's like this person wishes me harm. If that kind of slip has happened in one of your relationships, do not take that kindly. Do not think it's simple. Make sure you cut that person out of your life. If you allow that person back into your life, you might not live to, you know, look for another opportunity to repair the damage that you have done. So don't give anybody that you know or you suspect or the Lord has revealed to you, or somehow the mask has slipped and you're able to see that this person wishes me harm. This person wishes me evil. In fact, this person doesn't even want me happy or alive. This person wants my destiny destroyed. Make sure that you cut that person out of your life. If you want to fulfill your destiny, we are on a journey, and we are warriors, and we are called to do something. We have destinies here that we're supposed to be fulfilling. So if we are not conscious of why we're existing, we become careless. But those people who are doing those things, those people that the devil is sending to be obstacles and enemies to Christians, they are not that way. They know what they're doing, and they're very determined. You know, they're very relentless. They don't give up. And they think that that other person, that believer who is letting them in, is foolish. That's how they see that believer. But you don't know. They are looking at you like a foolish person. Spiritually, they are laughing at you and they are mocking you. That's why when you discover, cut that person out of your life. If you want to be a warrior and get to the mountaintop of Christian maturity, look at the way Jesus lived his life. Jesus was not careless. There was no enemy that he had intimate fellowship with. The only enemy that he allowed to get close to him, it was the Lord that told me this himself. He has been giving me all these messages. He said only Judas, and that Judas was permitted for a purpose. So he knew that that one that came close, and that would be, eventually that would still be the one that would sell him. But the scripture had to be fulfilled, and that would be the one that would betray him. And then that would be how he would die. through somebody, a pretender, who came in and pretended to love him and care about him. And yet, he was, Jesus said, they say, one of you is a devil. Jesus was able to identify that Judas was a devil, that Judas didn't love him. He was false. But Judas thought that he knew what he was doing, but the devil was using Judas to do his own dirty work. So there are lots of Judas around that the devil is using to do dirty work on Christians. So you need to be aware of that, and you need to make sure that those Judases, those Delilahs, remember what Delilah did, make sure that those will don't come close to you. Some believers have even gone and married such people. Some are having immoral relationships with such people. Those people were planted specifically into your life to make sure that they derail you. The devil is not joking. Make sure that they derail you and cut short your destiny, or make sure that they, in fact, destroy your Christian walk completely, and they are there to introduce sorrow into your life. So be careful about how you're living your life. Be careful about fornication and adultery. That is the easiest way that those false people, those Delilahs, look at what Delilah did to Samson. That was an immoral relationship. Look at it. Look at Judas. Judas was just, he was just a friend. He was supposed to be an intimate friend, a disciple, the inner circle. There was inner circle. There was inner circle. He was part of the 12, the inner circle. And look at what he did. So it's still happening today in your life, in everybody's life, in my life. But the only thing is that when you have the Holy Spirit, they will come. They will, even in the future, they will still come. People like that will come. Be armed with the Holy Spirit, with the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Lord does with me. Once I meet that person, the Lord tells me, the Lord shows me who that person is. And that person is coming, being so relentless, trying to get so intimate, so close. But I know, because I'm a deliverance minister and I'm an evangelist, I know. So they are coming specifically because I'm a deliverance minister, because I'm an evangelist. They are trying to tear down my ministry. They are trying to get rid of me, if possible. They're just very, very angry. So the Lord, before they are even able to present themselves, the Lord has shown me who that person is, and I'm able to kick that person out of my life and make sure that that person does not get close to me at all. So that's what we should all do as believers. Be prepared, be armed with knowledge, be armed with truth, and with the voice of the Holy Spirit, so that you can identify those people that are coming into your life pretending to be friends, but they are coming to harm you. This is one way that the devil uses to get upper hand over Christians. So when God has shown you that someone is that kind of person, make sure you cut away from that person. Don't be sentimental and don't be unwise. Sometimes sentiment can make you, you know, that. And another thing is detachment. Make sure you detach. Don't love people in a way that you're very attached to them, because attachment will make you, emotional attachment will make you can't reason properly. So you should be able to, you know, get rid of sentiment and do what you need to do. God has emotions, but God is not emotional. He doesn't make emotional decisions. So emotional decision is when you know that someone is bad for you, bad for your life, but out of sentiment, you keep that person in your life to damage you because you're being sentimental, you're being emotional, you don't want to cut that person out of your life. So let that not rule you. Another point is, this is the third point, if you let that person into your life again, the possibility of you surviving that person's spiritual attacks the second time will be very slim. I know people who have had these kind of experiences, and it was just by the grace of God that they did not die that second time around. Somebody that was very evil, that they discovered was evil, and they had kicked out of their lives, and somehow that person managed to wangle their way back into their lives. And what happened this time around? The evil that the person did to them was like 10 times more than the first evil. You just imagine David and Saul. If David had moved back into Saul's house, when David ran away, knew that Saul wanted him, that he would move back in. That would be when it would be very, very easy for Saul to just, maybe he's sleeping in the night right there inside Saul's palace. That's where Saul would just go to where he's sleeping and snuff him out. So you don't need to be very intimate with your enemy, you don't need to move back into that close, intimate space where you give your enemy access to do whatever he likes with you, to chew you the way people chew chicken and spit you out. Don't allow that to happen to you. So beware, there are many spiritual enemies and ancient spiritual spirits here on earth in the flesh. That's a topic for another day. The Lord has shown me those people. A lot of people that you see are ancient spirits. They are here in flesh pretending to be humans and causing a lot of havoc here, especially at this end time. So be very careful. Such people can penetrate you. Such people can come close to you to be friends with you. They're on TV, they're on YouTube, you follow them. As you're watching them, they are taking away from your life, siphoning, raping, collecting your destiny. So be very, very careful about even what you watch. There are many secret enemies of Christians, especially ministers. Deliverance ministers and evangelists are their top targets, and apostles, they are top targets of these evil people, these agents of darkness, these people that are not normal human beings, that pretend to be normal human beings, but they are here on assignment. They are in this world on assignment from the kingdom of darkness. So make sure you constantly hear from the Holy Spirit regarding people around you. Make sure you hear from the Holy Spirit. Don't take things for granted. Be very sensitive. That's the way to be victorious. If you're not sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be a warrior. You cannot be a fighter. The way that God teaches your hands to fight, because God himself is a man of war, the way he teaches your hands to fight is to arm you and equip you with the voice of the Holy Spirit. That way you're constantly led, and then you're constantly protected when you're always praying for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. As you're having those things, then you're going to be victorious, because you're having the necessary protection. You put on the complete armor of God. You put on the presence of God, the glory of God. You have the voice of the Holy Spirit leading you. That's the way that you're going to be victorious as a Christian. It's not by not doing anything and saying, I have faith. Your faith must be practical. That faith you have, let that faith help you to put on the complete armor of God. Let that faith help you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and be led by the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let that faith help you for the glory of God to constantly clothe you, to be around you, to surround your aura, to fill you up. That's what that faith should do for you. That was how Jesus' faith worked for him. Jesus was constantly in the Spirit and clothed with the power of God, and he was always hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Word of God. That Word of God is what produces faith, and that faith should give you all the weapons and armor that you need in order to be a great fighter. So be very sensitive. Do not let a secret enemy penetrate your life and derail and delay your destiny. So the seventh point is, be on your guard. The devil, the adversary himself, has bought a lot of souls over. He has paid them big money, gave them a lot of things, a lot of physical prosperity. He has given them so much, and they became spiritual assassins. Be on your guard against such people. They have taken oaths of no repentance to destroy Christians. Just know that. So if you're aware of that, don't give them a chance. There are so many of them around. Don't even give them a chance on social media. Don't follow them on Instagram. Don't follow them on YouTube. Don't follow them on Twitter anywhere. Don't see them on Facebook. Don't see them as you're seeing them. They are having access to your soul, and they are taking away from you. These are spiritual things. Be very careful. If you want to know about deliverance, keep yourself clean. If you're not keeping yourself clean, deliverance is going to be hard for you. So they have taken oath of no repentance to destroy Christians. Eighth point is, the devil sends them and plants them into the lives of unsuspecting Christians, especially Christians who love to commit fornication and adultery. So keep away from those things. Then other types of sin, keep away from those things. If you are that kind of person, you are very easy meat for them, because they know what they are doing. They're also using the Word of God to work. So that's why they look at the Christian and say, this is a foolish believer, because they know they are on the other side. They know they are dead. Or in fact, just a couple of days ago, the Lord showed them to me the dead. and how they were growling and just, oh man, it was just, you know, terrible. They were growling and you know, threatening, and how they're so uneasy and they're so restless. And you know, the Bible says that death and hell are never satisfying. So they were just growling, and all they were growling at is how to destroy humans. And who are those humans they're actually aiming at? Is the Christians that they are aiming at. Christians are their primary target. So those dead people, the dead people in the world of the dead, those demons and the dead people, they are out for Christians. So you need to realize that. So those dead people, they are constantly agitated, they are constantly growling, and they were just growling, and they were trying to, you know, harm people. They were trying to harm people, especially believers. So the Lord was with me, and we were rescuing some people, taking them. They were out on the streets. You know, the spiritual world is different from physical world, but spiritual controls the physical. So there were some people that the Lord took me. I went to save them, and we took them back to their rooms where they were supposed to be, because what happens is that at night, when people are sleeping, that's when their spirits are in those dangerous places, and the dead are out to, they are prowling out to attack and to maim, you know, and to destroy. So you need to be very careful. So the dead are not joking. So we that are living, we are the living ones. We need to be aware that we are the living ones, and we need to know that sin should not have dominion over us, and we should rule over the dead. The dead should not rule over us. So we should not give the devil upper hand in our lives. So what they do, that when devil plants them into the lives of Christians, then they cage them and cut short their lives and destiny. So that's why don't allow enemy access into your life. That's, you know, that's the message for today. The message for today is be very careful about secret spiritual enemies. So don't allow these secret spiritual enemies to have access into your life. Keep your garments clean. You know, Jesus kept saying it in Revelation, keep your garments clean. Be in the perfect will of God. Once you're there, and you're always praying, once you're there, you're gonna have ascendancy. You're gonna be the one having the upper hand over the devil and his agents. Hear from the Holy Spirit. So now, this one, just yesterday night, because I wrote this out, this point out yesterday, and then at night the Lord started talking to me about it, because that's what he said one to me. He said, believers should not play, do not play with your enemies. So I think that is self-explicit. Do not play with your enemies. If you know that somebody is your enemy and wishes you harm, whether a secret spiritual enemy that is armed with demonic powers, or even just a physical enemy, don't play with that enemy. That means don't be close to that enemy. Don't romance that enemy. Don't be intimate with that enemy. Don't be close friends with that enemy, regardless of who that enemy is. If somebody wishes you harm and doesn't want you alive, keep away from that person. Don't play with that person. If you bring that person closer, if somebody wishes you harm, you bring that person closer. Maybe the person doesn't even have any magical powers to destroy. The person has access to physical poison, and then the person is staying with you, or maybe the person is always visiting your house. Just you sleep. Maybe you just went into the bathroom, or you went upstairs to get something from the room. The person could just put poison inside one of your food for you. The person has access to your fridge. The person can just harm you with physical poison. Now imagine something that is not physical poison, spiritual poison. They are armed with, you know, powers of darkness, and then you're playing with them. Don't you know some people, you're talking with them, as you're talking with them, their spirits will leave, attack, and get back. Yet they're still talking to you. So, and they're sending those demons on errand to attack and to afflict. And you're talking with them, playing with them. You don't need such people around you. Keep away from such people. If you don't know these kind of things, how are you going to be a warrior? How are you going to be on top? And Jesus was casting out demons. So if you don't know anything about how to defeat these agents of darkness and demons, how are you going to be like Jesus when Jesus said, we'll be like the master? When Jesus said, we'll do the works that he did. So if you don't know how to discipline demons and deal with demons, how are you going to be like Jesus? How are you going to be like Paul? Paul, that the demon said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? So know it, that we are not playing. You are called to be like Christ. So you need to imitate Christ in all things, including being superior, living a superior life, living an exalted life, a superior life over demons. That's what you should do. Then walk in the perfect will of God. This is how to be victorious and to defeat the devil and his gang. So make sure that you're always walking in the perfect will of God. So above all, make sure that you are able to identify your secret spiritual enemies. Unmask them. Unmask them. Know their true nature. Remove that mask, that pretense, that sweetness, that kind, that nonsense, evil lie of goodness and kindness that they pretend. Fake kindness, fake goodness, but they are destroying you. Spiritually, they are destroying. Unmask that thing. That mask looks good. It's not the real them. You're just seeing a mask. It's not them. What you're seeing is just a mask. The real them, they are internally, they are very evil and they want to harm you. So you need to be able to identify those kind of people that are putting on those masks, and they are coming around you pretending to be very sweet, very nice, very kind, very good, but their ultimate aim is actually to destroy you. You need to be able to know such people. Remember that the Bible says that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. He's the agents too masquerade as they are false as angels of light. That's the angels of light. The light is, they are pretending to be good. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're pretending to be good, but they are not. Their main intent is to harm and destroy Christians, ministers, believers. So that's what you need to do. Be able to unmask them by the power of the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, constantly walking in the Holy Spirit, keeping your life clean, putting on your holy garments, your royal robes. There are many royal robes, golden robes, silver robes, with diamonds. There's so many robes that make sure you're always putting on those robes, those holy garments, and then you're walking and living the superior life. The Christian life is the superior life. So I'm going to pray for you now. May the Lord himself give you the grace to be able to identify the false believers, to unmask them and cut them out of your life. May the Lord himself pass judgment against every power of the enemy that is being used against you. May he cut off every power that they're using to steal your destiny. May the Lord himself clothe you with fire and light. May you be victorious over your enemies. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remain blessed. Have a good day. Bye.